Ruth and Pamela, thank you both for joining me on the show. It's great to have you in studio.
Thank you for having us.
So congratulations are in order. There is lots to celebrate. You're celebrating a milestone in business, Ruth. I might start off with yourself, first of all. It's a great achievement.
Absolutely. We're delighted. Yes, 20 years in business. We're very happy with it. We're very proud of what we've achieved over the 20 years. And we really look forward to celebrating with our team now later on.
Fantastic, I can imagine. Take us back maybe two decades ago, because 20 years is a long time ago. And talk us through, I suppose, the reason behind the hotel, I suppose, and why it was established.
Sure. Well, I suppose the owners, the Boyle family, felt that there definitely was an opportunity there for another hotel in Tralee. And it was developed then in conjunction with the retail park. So it came a little bit after that, but it was always their intention to have somewhere, another base that guests could use both for leisure or for business in Tralee. They could see the potential that was in the town. They're very much a Tralee family. And they knew that there was enough demand there to put another property in the town that could service both, you know, the markets that we deal with, which are the corporate guests, the leisure family side of guests, and then the tour operators then as well.
Fantastic. And it's great to see that that vision actually was achieved and that everything is, you know, so successful. And then 20 years later, there you are still operating and still thriving, which is fantastic, Ruth, isn't it?
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted with it from all aspects of the hotel. So we obviously have quite a large leisure centre as well, which is quite unique in Tralee and in Kerry, that the hotel operates such a large business model really with the leisure facility. And then we've quite a large food and beverage trade then as well. So all aspects of the hotel are working really well, thankfully. Yeah.
Fantastic. And Pamela, it's great, isn't it, to see, because I know obviously you were talking to me a couple of months ago, I suppose, at this stage now, because the Ash was also celebrating a milestone birthday. So great to see the two hotels are so established and so, I suppose, well known in the area, but also that they attract guests from all over as well, isn't it? It's a fantastic achievement, really, because it is a difficult industry and a difficult market at the moment.
Yeah, we've had a really busy year celebrating both hotels. Manor West, I suppose, you know, in Kerry is very well known for looking after the community piece. We do a lot of sponsorship around sports teams, the Kerry Ladies Senior Team, the Tralee Bicycle Club. We have sports ambassadors that work with us with the Leisure Club. Some are very successful. Joe O'Connor is an ambassador this year with Kerry GAA and Keane Brosnan from Kerry FC. So we do a lot of investment in sport in the community. And I think that certainly kind of shows the ethos of the hotel. And then from guests around, you know, as we work, myself and Ruth work very closely together to create a hospitable service that people, you know, recommend themselves and that they really enjoy. So from a family point of view, you know, we have during kids' holidays, we have a free supervised entertainment every night for kids, whether that's a magic show, movie night, puppet show, yoga, arts and crafts. So that's there for kids. Plus we have the Den playroom. So that's a place that families can book. There's lots of toys in there. It's kind of got lots of space for imagination and play. And then, of course, as we'd say, we've got the leisure club. So we've got the swimming pool and a kids paddling pool. So from a family perspective, we work really hard. And this year, we've done great investment into the family bedrooms. So there's new family suites, which are kind of very large, spacious suites at the top of floors of the hotel. There, you've got your main bedroom for the parents. And then we have an open plan with a double and a single bed for the kids as well. So really spacious, ideal for a family of five. Then we've done further investment into our bunk bedrooms. So we've, this was 10 bunk bedrooms now this year, and they're great. They're fabulous. They're kind of built in unit. Again, can sleep five with a double bed for the kind of parents, a double and a single in the bunk bed. And so that's just part of the investment that has been underway this year. And then from a kind of a couple's point of view in corporates, there's been investment in like our executive suites and throughout the hotel as well from a sustainability point of view. So it's been a really busy year from an investment point of view, which ties in really well with the 20th birthday.
Certainly, it sounds fantastic. And you mentioned there, I suppose, you have a lot catering towards families as well. Would that be a big part of the market of the Manor West Hotel?
Absolutely. Yeah, certainly weekends during the summer, school holidays, that would be mainly our main audience would be families. And I suppose as well, there's a massive loyalty to Manor West. People will come back year after year and we get quite a lot of longer stays, which is something unusual that you'd see people staying between 3 and 5 nights. So that you know that you're really putting on a service and a kind of activities for them that they're happy to stay that long.
That's fantastic to hear. Ruth, Pamela mentioned there the investment that you carried out in the hotel, and part of that was sustainability investment into that. What were some of the projects maybe that you carried out during the year?
It's an area that we know we still have more work to do, but we've definitely have done a lot of inroads in it. So some of them are quite small wins where we've changed out like the single-use toiletries in the bedrooms to the more bulk dispenser units. And then we've invested in bigger pieces. So the bedrooms all to the front of the hotel are all now triple glazed. So all new windows went in there. We've updated all our air conditioning. So every bedroom is air conditioned in the hotel. So we've reinvested in all the air conditioning through all of that, through the back of house areas as well, in the kitchen and the extraction there and the leisure facilities. And then we're working closely now with Fáilte Ireland. We've signed up with their climate action plan there, where they will give us an advisor for 3 years and they'll help us work through some maybe the bigger projects in like the leisure centre, those kind of areas as well.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. Is it important for you, I suppose, to be constantly growing, constantly changing and making these improvements as you go along, I suppose, for the future of the hotel?
Absolutely. I mean, we'd obviously like to be here another 20 years celebrating our 40th birthday. As Pamela mentioned there, like we do have so many repeat businesses, we would have very much multi-generational. So now you would have parents, grandparents, grandchildren all coming. And it's important that we take on board what they've said when they've stayed with us before. And then when they come back now, they can see like the new bunk bedrooms, for example, are absolutely stunning. They're a solid oak bunk bed room that's fully built in, which is quite different to what we would have had before. So when people have stayed last year, it would have been quite a traditional single bunk bed, and now they see this new one, which, I mean, a lot of us would know, anyone with children, you can end up having a musical bed situation at night. So we've purposely built these ones that they have a double bed on the bottom, so that if the parent does have to move, they can still get a proper night's sleep in a bunk bed. And we've moved away from the rollaways and the uncomfortable areas that unfortunately parents sometimes do end up in. So we do take on board our guest feedback really seriously. They get, you know, a survey after they've stayed, and any comments that come in, we'll take them on board and work through them.
That's fantastic. It's great to hear. I suppose 20 years, Pamela, like it's a huge time frame as well, isn't it? Has there been a lot of changes in terms of just the general running of the hotel, I suppose, and the things the guests maybe are looking for over that time?
Absolutely. I suppose, you know, tourism in the past 20 years has completely evolved. And with that, you know, the product has to evolve. So we're always, as Ruta said there, you know, listening to the feedback and making the changes that were needed. And some of those changes are aesthetic changes. Some of them are, as we mentioned, sustainable changes. And another factor that we're looking at now is kind of making tourism for all. So we're working with Fáilte Ireland this year with their Access for Success programme, which will make the hotel more accessible for all, and looking at different factors of that. So it's always evolving. In the last couple of years, you know, what we saw from parents was if they were travelling on their own, the ability to be able to have a dinner together, which sounds like something very small, but actually the feedback we've gotten back is amazing on it, because, you know, you can go out, you can stay in for 3 or 4 nights and, you know, you are in a break with your kids, but to have an opportunity to sit together for an hour and a half, to even talk about the day you've had together. So the kids are off delighted with life over in the kids club, you know, with their entertainment, and the parents are in Mercantile Bistro having a meal and getting that one-to-one time. And I remember, like, during the summer getting a feedback to say that that was their first time this couple had had a meal together in 18 months. And they were so grateful for the service that we provided and for the time to just have that them as for them as a couple during their family holiday. So I think when time has become so precious for people, you know, when you're working, you know, both parents are working, and, you know, if you've got kids, the busy schedule that kids have, that time together is probably more crucial now than ever. And I suppose we really do try and have an experience that the second they come in the door, we're looking after them, so that, you know, everything is catered for, that there's nothing they need to worry about, that we're always on hand to help, and that the amenities within the hotel lend themselves to that.
And it must be lovely, Pamela, to get that kind of feedback from people as well, because obviously it is a business and you want it to be successful, but you really want to have a lovely experience as well. And I suppose for people not to feel maybe that it's a business, which sounds silly to say, but you know what I mean, that they want to be relaxed and enjoying it there and not feel like you're just doing something for the sake of doing it. So it's lovely to get that positive feedback, I can imagine.
Absolutely. But I think a lot of it is, you know, the team that we have there. I mean, we have staff that are with us 20 years, and we have staff that, you know, come in during the summer that are in college and hospitality, and I think as a team, we work really closely on looking at a day to day and the customer journey from the moment someone walks into the hotel to the moment they departure, and how can we always improve on every aspect of their stay. And I think that's, you know, the investment in the bedrooms is testament to that, to that, and the sustainability pieces is another add on. And every year we evolve and change. And that's down to the team that come up with the suggestions. It's listening to the feedback. It's our management team and hotel owners who will support us operationally and through investment to deliver on the changes and innovations that we see and that we want to bring into the hotel to make that experience as best we can.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. Fair play. It's great. As we said at the start, 20 years is such a long time, Ruth. Over that time, has there been anything, I suppose, that was maybe the most challenging period in terms of change or something that happened? I suppose, you know, there's been a lot. There's been the pandemic, the reception, Brexit. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to choose from there. But I suppose in your own experience, what was maybe the most difficult to overcome?
Definitely the pandemic, in my opinion. I would have worked through in other hotels. The recession 2007-2008, we would have had Brexit, would have the ash cloud, we would have plenty of other things that happened. But definitely the challenge of COVID and all that surrounded that was huge for the team, huge for the guests obviously, but huge for the team because there was so much uncertainty at the start. Now, they worked phenomenally well. Like, our team were just amazing. Our owners were amazing. The support they gave everybody. We literally thought at the start it was going to be a couple of weeks, and then it just rolled into months and months. And the guidelines from Fáilte Ireland were changing the whole time, and the legislation was changing the whole time. And the team were really compliant with it. But every week you had to say, okay, what are we doing this week? What guests are allowed in? What's not allowed in? But everybody, in fairness, now most staff stayed with us through it, which was phenomenal. Like, and as soon then as we were allowed back open, our guests came back as well, which obviously is the main thing. Like,
yeah, absolutely. That was fantastic. As you look to the future, maybe the next 10, hopefully the next 20 years and beyond, what are your hopes for the hotel, Ruth? Or what plans maybe do you have in place to just continue to keep it growing and keep it successful?
Absolutely. Well, our team are always number one with us. And that's an area that we've worked a lot on in the last 2 years, is the whole people and culture kind of side of things. And that's been a big shift in hotels really over the last few years, that it's really is back to the staff. And they are the core of what we do. At the end of the day, a hotel is just a building without the team that are in it, and whether they're upstairs, downstairs, front of house, back of house, it's really all working together with them. So that's something that we will continue to work on. Even yesterday now, the two hotels together had a family fun day up at the rugby club, and it's little events like that, but it just shows to the staff that you are invested in them and you do care about them. And I think hotels have definitely got more flexible in how they approach work practices with people as well, which is great. And we want to keep continuing to do that. In terms of investment, we have a clear plan there from the owners, which is, you know, continue investing in the bedrooms. As you were saying there, Pamela, people's perception have changed of hotels and people's expectations have increased. And whether it's small wins, like changing out all the TVs to all smart TVs, so then everybody has Netflix. So then if you're there, you can log into your own Netflix. And it's just making people comfortable. We've so many long stay guests as well. We want to make sure that they feel happy and comfortable. We've reinvested in our leisure centre again. That's another area that we'll work on again, and on our conference facilities as well. So there's plenty to do.
Yeah, lots happening, yeah. Which is great. But isn't that a great sign as well of a healthy business that's there for the long haul?
Yes,
as well, which is
absolutely
great to see. Look, it's fantastic, and congratulations to y'all and all the staff and the owners and everything, because it is a huge achievement. It's fantastic. But thank you both for coming in to talk to me about it. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Great. Thank you for having us.